Well, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the October Heart Share class. We've got a really interesting heart stream tonight. It's from the great master Melchizedek. And he was the one that Abraham gave tithes to way back in the day. So, I mean, he's been around for thousands of years and and he's going to tell us the requirements to be initiated into the priesthood of the order of Melchizedek. I didn't realize they had a priestesshood, but that's nice to hear. So both men and women are welcome into the order of Melchizedek. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, and ask any questions you might have or share any insights or experiences you have had. And we'll also do prayer requests after the lesson is over. I will now read our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. I know you all do. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I would invite you to take out the invitation that you received for the class, and you can read the following prayer that we're going to give together. I will read it and you can read it silently or just listen. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Melchizedek, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love, raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. And now we're going to have the song. It's called The Land of Love. Song 145. Philip's going to play that now.
In the ancient time, when the earth was pure, we all knew that God's light was ever near. For the sacred fire deep within our hearts was a flame of tremendous love. And the earth was so resplendent, and the ocean so that land of greatest love. In the ancient time when the sky was clear, we all lived and worked in a land so dear. For the angels' glory round about us all was a comfort of healing love. And our eyes were so translucent, and our faces so resplendent, and our hearts beat as one as we walked on the earth in that land of greatest love. In the ancient times when our homes were pure, we all lived as one. That land so fair, for for the truth was never higher. In the Muriel land.
Sorry about the audio on that. I'm not sure why it's so choppy, but you can read the words to the song and go on the, if you have access to a computer, or you can do it on your smartphone, you can go to heartcenter.org and go to the prayers and song list and look that song up and listen to it. It's very beautiful and has a lot of good teaching in it about how things used to be when all the four elements on this planet were of a very pure quality. Let's see. And now we're going to have the heart stream requirements to be initiated into the priestesshood of the Order of Melchizedek. Wait a minute. Sorry. First, Donna, our beloved Donna, who's our greeter and always such a bright spark, she's going to give us some background information on Melchizedek and the Order of Melchizedek. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, Melchizedek was priest of the Most High God, is an ancient member of the sacred fire priesthood that we know as the Order of Melchizedek. The Melchizedekian priesthood is very ancient, going back all the way to another star system. It is the priesthood of the seventh ray, combining the perfect religion and the perfect science. Priests of this order are required to be scientists as well as to perfect the way of the light of God in their temples. Melchizedek was the first seen in the Bible as the priest of the Most High God who met and blessed Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and to whom Abraham gave a tenth part of his spoils. Melchizedek served Abraham bread and wine, the first record we have of serving of the Holy Communion. Melchizedek is a very key figure of light, a guru of gurus. He was the greatest initiate and adept of the Old Testament and ascended at the conclusion of that embodiment.
That's wonderful. It. Thank you so much, Donna. And it also says in the New Testament that Jesus was a priest of the Order of Melchizedek. So he was a member of that ancient priesthood. So let us go ahead now with the heart stream.
Beloved devotees of light, love, and joy, I come to speak with you on a subject that is, of course, dear to my heart. How disciples of light may qualify for and be initiated into the holy order named after me. Entree into this sacred brother-sisterhood is a major milestone for any soul and a great leap forward on the path of divine service and ministration. Commitment, consecration, and constancy are three major virtues to master and model, for they draw the Christ spirit and consciousness into and all around you. Determination, dedication, and devotion, then solidify this Christic presence in your being and aura to draw the magic of mindfulness and the messaging of the Melchizedekian way into your life and world. Our community is an advanced and ancient of seeing initiatic order, wherein the pure in heart and the humble in spirit, who have proven their love of God through extraordinary and exemplary sacrifice, selflessness, service, and surrender, rise to receive a higher and more profound commission and anointing to assist souls on earth on their path homeward. The spirits of these servitors of grace soar in the heaven world, even while they abide in the flesh on earth, to further our cause of planetary awakening, enlightenment, and freedom in the light of the Christ. This grace arises within those who first empathically extend loving compassion as well as mercy, kindness, and charity to all. They are eventually endowed with a special gift of the Holy Spirit to transmute great darkness in the world and in the lives of the righteous who are working towards self-realization through what has been called the forgiveness of sins, which we prefer to term radical forgiveness through God's holy grace. The high initiate first consumes the records of past transgressions and karmic imprints within self before being tutored and authorized to help erase these same low vibratory energies within the beings of others. The Melchizedekian son or daughter of God, through purity of consciousness and holiness of soul, becomes a touchstone for great divine light to descend into the earth for personal and planetary transmutation and transformation. He or she acclaims, O Lord, thou the all, I the nothing, realizing that one's divine identity may only fully emerge when the human ego is surrendered into the initiatic fires of accelerated ruby love, whereby the full dross of the lesser self is consumed in totality. Attending to God's voice within, the initiate is then given the means to assist others in their own journey unto inner peace and Christ awareness. When Jesus acclaimed, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth, the mantle of his divine Melchizedekian priesthood had first been draped upon his shoulders, and he was locked into a new divine matrix whereby every gift of the Holy Spirit was available for his use in saving, teaching, and healing souls in his care. He was truly given the divine authority to, quote, make them sons of God, end quote, through an initiatic transfer of cosmic light, especially after his transfiguration on the mount, with witnesses both on earth and in heaven. The workings of the Spirit are mystical, and the higher mysteries are revealed to the truly righteous, who have first kneeled and prostrated themselves to be completely humbled in God's presence. Then, every forthcoming prayer uttered with love rises to the sun presence of the Divine One. The altar of grace, to be adjudicated in accord with the total empowerment of the fully self-realized and Christed or Anointed One. Those who have received the approbation, this is my beloved son or daughter, in whom I am well pleased, are baptized by Spirit into this priesthood forevermore, now serving at the altar of humanity to liberate and guide others to walk fully in the light. Like Jesus, these may affirm, I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. And I and my Father, Mother are one. As they then attend to their new obligations and divine duties, often inspired by a living master who has prepared them well for their initiation and their holy mission.
And now I would like to introduce our newest member of the HeartShare team, Joy Hayden. She's our newest member. Our beloved Nancy Locke is stepping back from the team because she is very busy with the
question.
Yeah, with her work at I can't even say the word.
Healing Light Retreat.
Healing Light Retreat. Thank you. Yeah. And Joy is going to answer a question now. What is an RHAT? A-R-H-A-T. So go ahead, Joy, with the answer to the question.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. The being an Erhat is considered to be the ultimate spiritual status within the Buddhism. What? But as in the Buddhism and Sanskrit, one who gains insight into the nature of existence and destroys greed, hatred, delusion from its root and has been liberated from the endless cycle of rebirth. Erhat is an essentially Buddhist. That's my answer.
Thank
you. Did you hear me? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, we're going to go on now with the heart stream. I had to move my chair. Sorry about that. Okay, we'll continue with the heart stream from Melchizedek.
the Melchizedekian life is the way, the truth, and the light of a new Christ or crystal being, a witness, a messenger, or even an arhat, who is fully clothed in the glorious fires of the Holy Spirit. Yes, precious ones, each of you may seek to enter into this holy order as you choose, to so allow the endowment to manifest in your world, through your complete focus upon this reality, this new dimension of God consciousness and solar awareness, this new opportunity to serve a higher, broader, and more radiant level of divine presence. I now bless the one who has led this session in many decree, prayer, and song services for many years, Runa Hagen, as well as others of you who have also risen to the same state of being through your dedication, devotion, and constancy. Be sealed in the divine glory of the resurrection fires of our Lord as you continue to serve the same priestesshood with your love and your light. It is done. It is finished. It is sealed. Amen. And I thank you, each one, for your presence here.
Melchizedek was initiating a heart friend named Runa Hagen, who is from Norway and has been involved with the Heart Center for many, many years. And he has been giving a daily broadcast for a long time. And so Melchizedek decided to give him publicly his initiation instead of doing it on the inner, so we all could listen and participate in this momentous occasion. And now David Christopher Lewis has some commentary on this message from Melchizedek. So I'm going to continue with the message now.
Melchizedek has come dressed pure white garments with gold at the wrists and down the side of the outer garment and around the collar. Like Saint Patrick, he bears a divine crozier, very tall. I see him as at least 7 feet tall, maybe even 8 feet tall, because he says 8 feet, with this staff at least 7.5 feet also tall. Pure gold with a crook at the top. And similar to what we may have observed in one of the Lord of the Rings movies, which I think it was Gandalf, the magician, who wielded a staff Melchizedek wields this brazier both to dispel darkness and to spread cosmic light into the world. For the protection of sons and daughters of God, for their initiation, and for whatever God's will may be, have this cosmic talisman. Even as Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek, so those of you in the Heart Center who are dedicated in effect to this priesthood also tithe. It is one of the requirements to be in this holy order. We give at least 10% back to God immediately upon receiving whatever it is that we receive. I've noticed that some people may think they're tithing and yet they're not fooling God or even their own higher self. Whatever you receive, give 10% or more. Even Lori Bennett has explained the difference between charity or donations and tithing.
And now we're going to have another question. What is the difference between a tithe and a donation? And Maria is going to answer this question. Go ahead, Maria.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I say, the question is, what is the difference between a tithe and a donation? I wrote, a tithe is a 10% of one's income given to support the clergy or church. Tithe is a religious context. In a religious context, it's often seen as an act of worship, a way to honor God, who is the ultimate provider. In some churches, it is also a mandatory obligation. In early scriptures, as you have said earlier, Abraham gave Melchizedek 10% of his spoils of war. Melchizedek, as you know, as you heard before, was a priest mentioned in Genesis. So if anybody wants to, you know, look that up, it's on Genesis 14-18. And he blessed Abraham and his army and gave them bread and wine, a communion ritual. So everybody knows that Abraham was the first one to instigate this tithe. But they didn't call it a tithe, and they just said, call it a 10%. And then a donation is a voluntary gift, often money or goods, given to a cause, charity, or an individual. You can also donate time in soup kitchens, in thrift stores that belong to churches, to hospitals. I did volunteer work in New York City in a hospital, and as an interpreter for the Spanish people who came in and didn't know how to tell the doctor what was their problems. So this was done in the emergency, where I used to do that volunteer work, and also work for the Red Cross during hurricane seasons in Florida. So you could volunteer just about anything and anywhere that people need some help. So this is what the difference is between a tithe and a donation. Because usually sometimes a tithe could be a mandatory obligation as well in some churches, not in all the churches. And that's what I got right here. So thank you.
Thank you, Maria. We appreciate your answer. Okay, we're going to go on with David's remarks now.
So if you would like to be initiated into this holy order, look at exactly what you are receiving as salary, as payment of any kind, and immediately give 10%, which many of you do, of course. that is just a very minimal outer requirement. As we heard today in this heart stream, some of the greater requirements are this commitment, consecration, and constancy, determination, dedication, and devotion, which then allows us to draw the magic of mindfulness and the messaging of the Melchizedekian way into our life and world. Those who are approved to be a part of this order are completely taken with God, subsumed into the presence of God through their devotion, their dedication, their love. And as Melchizedek said, their spirits soar into the heaven world even while they yet abide in the flesh on earth to serve and to fulfill their reason for being here. And the high initiate consumes the records of past transgressions, karmic imprints within self. How? Through the invocation of the sacred fire, especially the violet light. And then when they receive the commission to be a priest or priestess within this order, they then are authorized to help, in effect, forgive sins, as it was said in the scripture of Jesus. And the power to forgive sins. Well, what did that arise from? His own perfectionment and the anointing that he received directly from the Holy Spirit, both at his baptism and even before then, and again when he was transfigured and the light burnished him with its power and effulgent radiance. He had his tests just as we do, his tribulations just as we do, and that he saw the mission through to its conclusion and fulfillment through complete humility, abasing himself, even going through the most dire initiation of the stripping of his garments, the passion, carrying the cross, and being crucified. We heard within this heart stream a few scriptures. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. One that my spiritual teacher, Elizabeth Kerr Prophet, often gave unto us, O Lord, thou be all, I the nothing. I think it was Claire Louise Kenninger who spoke that. Maybe another Lady Master, and that he was given the all power of heaven and earth and the ability to make them sons of God. How does one make another a son or daughter of God? Through this transfer of cosmic light, the initiatic process. Day after day, instilling and inspiring disciples with the God light of ascended master love, radiance, perfection, and joy. These are why we listen to the ascended masters. They are the ones who inculcate these truths within us. I'm just a mouthpiece. They are the ones whose radiance, power, and infinite capacity to transform us are there for us day after day as we abide in their living presence, their divine reality, receiving their word commissioned by the great Logos, the word of God, to commend us and to empower us again and again, because through the entropy of this world, it's hard to maintain that Christ consciousness all the time. At times we lapse into the human identity, the human issue, the human problems that we all have, all of us. And so we have to raise our heads out of the sand and out of, you know, the earth and realize the temporary limitations that we experience in the flesh are as nothing in comparison with our divine presence, the I am God presence. How powerful that is. Imagine being the one to whom the Holy Spirit declares, this is my beloved son, my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. I've heard the Holy Spirit speak through me a number of times to say this to a particular disciple. And then, of course, when we receive that divine approbation, we can affirm, I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I and my Father, my Mother are one. As Jesus did. A transcendent experience. Every time you say, I am, you're fired with the light of your God presence. You are burnished in the sanctity of that holy grace. You are sealed in that perfect light of the Christ.
And now we're going to have another question, and both Donna and I are going to give some input on this. What are some qualities of that an initiate of the Masters should have? And Melchizedek gave us a whole list of things. So I wrote a bunch of stuff down. Donna, did you write anything down for this question?
I wrote a few things. Willingness to serve, readiness to serve others, responsible, undergo a process of self-discovery, kind, trustworthy, respect, support, dependable, loving, patient, dedicated, and responsible.
Wonderful. That's great. Yeah, Melchizedek gave several little sections earlier in the message that were kind of like they were alliteration, like commitment, consecration, and constancy, C's. And then he gave some D qualities, determination, dedication, and devotion. And then he gave the sacrifice, selflessness, service, and surrender. And we've heard that one before. That was in the Keepers of the Flame lessons that Lanello gave us many, many years ago. So those qualities are all part of the journey to becoming an initiate of the Masters and of the Order of Melchizedek. Okay, we're going to go.
If I may say something, if I may say something.
Sure.
We have someone on our listening to us who's on. Richard Myers, whose birthday was this past Monday, and the last time we had a conference in Baltimore, in Towson, and then we went to Richard Myers' house. Richard, can you confirm what I'm saying? I believe David said that you were in the Order of Melchizedek. Is that correct, Richard? Are you there? Star 6 to answer. Okay, maybe he's not there now. He was at the beginning.
Yes, so. He was at the beginning. He may have dropped off, but
he has a wife. They moved to another place because his wife has been in like hospice, which is a building next to the where they live now, or where he lives now, is right next door. The whole thing is incorporated to where she is in hospice. So now, he may have had to look after her.
They're in a planned community with different levels of care, and he lives in an independent living house, and she's in the care facility. So, but they're on the grounds together. Right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead now and listen to a little bit more. David still has some more remarks. He's going to tell about Runa Hagen, who was initiated in this message by Melchizedek.
So we thank beloved Runa Hagen. I would like to say Reverend Runa Hagen and all of you who participate on behalf of Scandinavian peoples, Europe itself, and others of you who have participated in other broadcasts, such as the Afra broadcast. You are the light of the world. The daily broadcasts from all of our centers in the United States and around the world. The one that Mariella holds on Mondays from Costa Rica, especially for the Spanish-speaking Hispanic community worldwide, and others of you who have other wonderful broadcasts that I don't even participate in because of my busy schedule. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your constancy, your dedication, your commitment. I truly believe that all of those of you who have committed yourselves to broadcast regularly are winding these spirals of light around your being, a great coil of light that is part and parcel to preparing for the initiation of being in this holy order, if you're not already there, and that your sacrifice, selflessness, service, and surrender through this dedication is a means whereby you ascend into that holy order of sacred brothers and sisters of the light. Just as many of us also desire to be in the holy order, the golden robe, brothers and sisters of the golden robe with Kapumi. We have a number of holy orders, and of course the holy order of the Knights and Ladies of the Flame is an outer order of the Great White Brotherhood through our dispensation. There are other holy orders through different dispensations. We have ours. It is a holy order, and it's an order of those who pray. Give at least a half hour daily in prayer and meditation, communion with God in whatever way works for you, and supporting each other through holy prayers, praying for one another when people are going through what they go through health-wise, etc. The commitment that you have is part of the path. When you take accountability and responsibility for this world and for the changes, the transformative alchemical works that we together can manifest through the power of our collectivity, the egregore of our community, we know that we are making a difference for the Ascended Masters and the divine beings and the angels and archangels and the nine choirs. We are self-realizing who we are partly through our service. Of course, we have to continue working on our psychology, doing all those things that we know that we must do to ascend. Yet, service and selflessness, graciousness in this sacrificial giving creates really good karma. So
I wanted to tell about a holy order that my best friend from high school and I created together many, many, many years ago. She was a very spiritual person and loved, she was very much in tune with the elemental world, and she was very kind, and we prayed for people that were sick or hurt or recovering from surgery or whatever, and we called ourselves the Order of the Compassionate Friend. And so I, on the inner, have felt that I belong to that my whole life, because the HeartShare team, I've been doing this kind of work for many, many years, and I did it for a long time with beloved Donna Korth, and some of you remember her well, and I told her about this, so I inducted her into my little inner order of the compassionate friend, those that are willing to listen without judgment, who hold the hands of those who need to be heard, and just desire to have somebody hear them. So I invite you all, if you so desire, to also be inducted into the Order of the Compassionate Friend. So, and you don't have to tell me anything. That's something that's between you and God. And you can just agree to belong to that in whatever way is God leads you, whatever way the Holy Spirit leads you to be a compassionate friend to others. Well, there's just a little bit more commentary, and we'll listen to the end of David's remarks now.
We balance negative karma, yet we're creating great good karma. And some of you, maybe you haven't balanced 100% yet, but I can assure you that, and I can assure you that you're making great good karma through these services by praying so much and so often. And so your causal bodies grow through that givingness and a complete dedication. So even as you may be, you know, fulfilling the last 20 or 30% of your karmic debt to life, your causal body, through all of what you give and these services, is growing larger and larger. And so when you do ascend, you've got more momentum and more God power to utilize the Christ energies to do greater works from the heaven world. So this is a dynamic I haven't spoken of so much about, yet you can imagine it and you can feel it and see it. And when you're in the presence of those who have a momentum of decrees such as Runa, like we did in Spain, you feel the power that flows through such an initiate. It's transcendent. It changes the whole room and the whole environment and the whole city. You desire to make an impact on cities and states, nation states. Develop a momentum like you just heard today that this wonderful Son of God has developed. Years and years of commitment. That's how you transform the world. First having transformed yourself, as we heard in the heart stream. So thank you, beloved Runa, Marita, your beloved, all the devotees who participate with you from Europe and throughout the world, even in Africa and elsewhere in the United States. You are the light of the world. I am so grateful. I'll leave the final words to you, and I'll mute. So you can unmute and share whatever you'd like.
Thank you, David, and thank you, Melchizedek. And I will also say thank you to all those of you who have made this broadcast possible on a daily basis. Without you, I couldn't have done it. And we are a mandala, and I am very proud and touched to know you, to know your dedication, and that you are here every morning makes me very grateful and moved. So as we see around us, there is still work that we will do. We will affirm the victory, even though on the altar in Europe, it isn't going as fast as we like to have that victory, but we will hold firm to that belief and vision that victory is ours, because earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, as we have said many times in our broadcasts. We are grateful to the host of the Lord. We are grateful to our sponsors who are working through us every day, every morning. And we will continue to do this work. And we are grateful for the opportunity that we have through the Heart Center to have this broadcast. So it is a celebration because we have done this now for 5 years. And we will continue and we will see how long we will continue. And I'm also grateful that more people have stepped forward and do broadcasts, and that's a good thing. So that's, I think that's everything I would like to say.
Thank you, Rona. I'm going to say goodbye, and I appreciate you being there.
Thank you, David, and we appreciate you being there and being on the broadcast today.
Wonderful. Well, as you can tell, as you hear Runa Haggard's voice, what great love and humility that he has. He has been giving morning broadcasts every day for 5 years. It's an incredible devotion and service to life. And there in Scandinavia, if you look at the map with Scandinavia, they're up above, you know, they radiate light into all of Europe. So down into Russia, Ukraine, and all of the European countries, France and Spain, into England and all the different countries there, Romania and Czechoslovakia and all the countries throughout that part of the world, the light that they generate in these broadcasts feeds and supports a huge part of the world. So we thank God for Runa Haggard and all the dedicated people that have participated with them. And we're grateful to all of our broadcasters who give selflessly of their time to give broadcasts. Here we have 3 broadcasts every morning from the on the Heart Center website, as many of you know, and many of you participate in these. So thank you for attending this broadcast service tonight.